Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is Wednesday, which means we have the privilege of speaking to Dr. Carl. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Dr. Howard.
Excellent. So here's a question from one of our listeners. He says, please can you ask Dr. Carl the following question. Is there a relationship between the way temperature is perceived by an individual and humidity? Example, 10 degrees Celsius at a high or low level of humidity. Does it make a difference to how we feel or perceive that temperature?
Ah, very much so. And so let me introduce you to the fabulous 300 Club, mm-hmm. which is down at the South Pole, where people, for fun, expose themselves voluntarily to a temperature change of 300 Fahrenheit degrees right. in just a few seconds.
Wow.
So, suppose that it's really cold. Okay, the blood supply to your skin goes down, and you can keep yourself warm by, firstly, of course, keeping your warm blood inside, but secondly, by shivering or moving or running around. Suppose the temperature is very high, say 37 degrees C. Well, then you sweat. And now we talk about that humidity thing. If the humidity is very low, you just keep on sweating and you'll be fine so long as you've got enough water in your body to be able to sweat. You sweat, the water evaporates, it cools you down. But if you're in a part of the world where the humidity is 80 or 90%, then sweating doesn't help a lot. And if the temperature outside is 37 and the humidity is very high, you can't get rid of your heat, you can overheat, and you can die. That's a bit sad, so let me tell you about the more cheerful thing about the 300 Club.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
So on a day in Antarctica at the South Pole, when, and this is usually in the middle of winter, when the government meteorologist tells them that the air temperature is minus 100 Fahrenheit. Okay, we're dealing with Fahrenheit, not centigrade, but that's the Americans for you.
Yeah.
When the air temperature is 100 Fahrenheit below zero, they go into the sauna naked apart from shoes and socks, because otherwise you could hurt your feet.
Right.
And they go into the sauna and they crank the sauna up to 200 Fahrenheit, which is about 90 or 80 something centigrade. But it's perfectly dry. It's very dry.
Right.
And so they sweat. They sweat like crazy. And providing it's only for a short time and they've got enough water, they're fine. They just sweat and they don't die, even though the air temperature is up around 80 or 90 centigrade or 200 Fahrenheit. And then, naked apart from the shoes, they then trot out of the dome at the South Pole, and in the complete darkness, with people guiding them with lights, they then trot out around the South Pole, and so their skin gets exposed to a temperature change from plus 200 to minus 100, and therefore they enter the 300 Club.
Amazing.
I know it's a silly thing to do.
It's very interesting nevertheless. And thanks, Bruce, for that question. Right, COVID vaccines and sterility. Is this still something that people are talking about?
When you say talking about...
I mean, why are they... Let's rephrase that. Is this a concern?
It's a fake concern.
Ah.
We have the weird situation...
Mm-hmm.
where we've got the first pandemic, global pandemic, in over a century.
Right.
But for the first time in, and we've got over a quarter of a billion registered medical cases, and 2% of them died, about 5 million. And we're also giving out about six billion doses of the vaccine. And this is the first time in history that we have had a vaccine able to prevent serious disease and death in a pandemic. And yet, in some parts of the world, some of the wealthier countries, up to one-third of the population are refusing to take the vaccine. And sometimes in some groups, as high as 60%.
Mm.
And you're thinking, this is crazy. And this is due to social media. So if you look at the case, a small study was done with some people aged 9 to 17. Now, they haven't been to university. They don't understand physiology or anything. They go onto TikTok. And in the first 35 minutes, 90% of them were told lies about the COVID-19 disease, saying it doesn't exist, it's no worse than the flu, 90%, and 67% were told lies about the vaccine. And what, don't you find that astonishing?
Unbelievable. Well, I had this conversation with somebody who said to me she doesn't know if she's going to get the vaccine because of, you know, it might affect her fertility. And my answer to her was very simple. You know what affects your fertility even more is death.
Yes.
I mean, you are definitely not going to be able to have a child if you're dead. There's not even a question.
That's right. No. So in a case of males, we know for sure, with male infertility, we know for sure that the disease, COVID-19, affects the sperm count, but the vaccines do not. Okay? So if you've got a choice, go for the vaccine, because if you get infected, it's a very good chance it'll drop your sperm count.
Wow.
And then with regard to females, it's a little bit more complicated a lie. Now, it's to do with proteins. Now, you know that there's a protein on the coronavirus called the spike protein, which it uses to invade your cells. And that's got about 1,200 amino acids in it. You learn this in biochemistry at school. And it turns out that in women, there's a special protein called syncytin, that helps the fertilized egg attach to the inside of the uterus and grow. And the false claim, the lie, is that the vaccine, while it attacks the spike protein, also attacks this protein that helps the fertilized egg attach, thus causing infertility. And when you dive into the claim a bit more closely, you'll find that it's, again, a total lie. In fact, the is more likely to cause problems with your hemoglobin, which it doesn't do. So definitely we know that if a woman is pregnant and then gets infected with COVID-19, bad things happen. But if she takes the vaccine, nothing bad happens. We've got 6 billion doses of the vaccine given, and some of those, quite a few, are given to pregnant women, and we just haven't seen any bad effects. But we have seen pregnant women get infected with the actual disease, and bad things do happen. And so we've got this situation where social media, which can have a good side, is instrumental in spreading these mistruths.
Absolutely. So concerning it really, really is. Let's talk about fingernails and toenail growth.
That's far more cheerful.
Definitely.
So it turns out that you've got, 10 fingers and 10 toes, and the fingernails grow at about 3.5 millimeters a month, or about 1/10 of a millimeter per day. By the way, a grain of short rice, that's about 5.5 millimeters. So a bit less than a grain of rice per month for the fingernails.
Right.
And by the way, the longer the finger, the faster the fingernail grows, except for the thumb, which is just super fast. And by the way, toenails, they grow at about 1/3 of that speed.
That makes sense. I always wondered about that. And in terms of the strength of people's nails?
There are many, many factors involved with that. Like, for example, the so-called health. Mm-hmm. It's been found that if you take a chemical called biotin, which you get just out of eggs, look it up on Wikipedia and just eat the foods. Don't buy the tablets, just eat those foods. If you have, make sure you get biotin, B-I-O-T-I-N, that reduces the breakage of your fingernails and increases the overall health. The trouble with the glue-on nails and the polishes is that they can actually increase the risk of breakage afterwards. They can weaken your fingernails. And the other thing is to groom your nails. Keep them clean. That's the key to overall nail health.
Very, very interesting indeed. And we've got time for one more question, which, we've got 2 minutes exactly. Why do animals play?
They play to help them get better on in life, to make themselves stronger and how to deal socially. The animals do 3 sorts of play. There's social play, where one animal plays with another. There's locomotive play, where they jump, or you can see the springboks doing their thing called pronking. And then the 3rd category of play is where they get an object and carry it around or throw it around like a stick or a branch. But we humans and the great apes have got 2 more forms of play, game playing, such as soccer, and also make-believe. And the great apes do this where they'll pick up a bit of rock, like a child, mm-hmm. and pretend that that is an infant. And the overall purpose right. is that it makes them stronger and more resilient in life. And sometimes, in the case of elephant groups, it can bring the children playing together, can bring warring groups together.